Anfield, I think, has suffered long and hard, as locals will know, and this is a real opportunity, together with some wider work, actually, some phase one of the redevelopment due to start in the autumn, to really start to turn things around for Hatfield. And I'm very excited that it's become a Porter's Pilot today. Hatfield, actually, in common with lots of high streets, suffering from out-of-town shopping. Of course, we've got the Galleria, we've got Tesco at Aldings. It suffers from online shopping. We all use that, and of course that creates competition for the high street. So we've got to change what's on offer in Hatfield to make it work. Now there are things in Hatfield which are, you know, worth going out for, but not enough. And what we need to do is make it an exciting place to go. I know that the bid that's been put together and has been successful for Hatfield today includes, for example, getting people to come into town for events which are other than just shopping. So entertainment, finding reasons to help people meet up in town. You know, when going shopping is about more than just shopping, it still brings people to the town, and when they're there, they'll probably buy things. So there's a lot of good common sense in this bid today. I think it's going to be a real boon for Hatfield, and I'm excited that Hatfield, obviously, as a local MP, has been one of the winners. I'll tell you what it's done, actually. It's not just £100,000. For one thing, that's being match-funded. So the likes of Asda there in the town centre, the town themselves, the town council, the borough council, the university, Lord Salisbury, all these different people are actually putting money into the town as well. So we're going to match that £100,000 with another £100,000. As I say, really, it's about being able to put plans into action, get everybody together, the retailers, the shoppers, you know, the university, me as the MP, everyone working in the same direction, make sure that we're actually, you know, making a difference for Hatfield. And that process starts today. Well, I should absolutely pay tribute to Councillor Lynn Sparks, who has been just fantastic. She has led this town team bid, has done a brilliant job, fully supported by Welland Hatfield Borough Council, who've also been superb. Very excited to have those plans come to fruition. I'm obviously delighted as the local MP. I should say, actually, that because I'm the local MP and I was in charge of the process, I opted out of measuring this Hatfield bid from the point of view of allowing another minister to do it, because I wanted to make sure I was somewhat arm's length. Now it has been selected. I'm absolutely delighted, and I'll be working hard to make sure that everyone's working in the same direction. One of the things which impressed us about the Hatfield bid is it has cross-party support. Everybody locally is behind it. Now it's a case of getting on and doing it. Let's start to transform Hatfield to become the kind of town centre that we'd all be proud of shopping in.